O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. Sanchis Bhajan, Merde Datta Ji, Suno Benati, page 187. I make this request. Listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers. May I not forget you forever. Take me to the shore, O giver, take me to the shore. This honorless soul does not listen to the Bani. She does not listen to the Bani. She has become homeless. She is in your shelter, O giver, she is in your shelter. The negative power has laid the traps. He has laid the traps. The heart is terrified. Without you, who can remove the pain? O giver, without you, who can remove the pain? Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kirpalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. The servant Ajayb prays, O giver, servant Ajayb prays. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea.
Mere Dataji Suno Benati, Mere Dataji Suno Benati, Karo Manajura Sunke Benati, Karo Manajura Sunke Benati. Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Karo Manajura Sunke Benati, Karo Manajura Sunake Benati, Arja Gujara Sunalo Pukara, Sunalo Pukara Kadina Visara, Arja Gujara Sunalo Pukara, Sunalo Pukara Kadina Visara, Lavo Parakinare, Datta Lavo Parakinare, Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Karo Manajura Sunake Benati, Karo Manajura Sunake Benati, Atmane Mani Sunadina Bani, Sunadina Bani Hoi Henitani, Atmane Mani Sunadina Bani, Sunadina Bani Hoi Henitani, O Gaye Tere Sahare, Datta Ho Gaye Tere Sahare, Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Mere Datta Ji Suno Benati, Karo Manajura Sunake Benati, Karo Manajura Sunake Benati, Kalapavarane Jalavichaye, Jalavichaye, Dilgabaraye, Jalabichai, dile kabarai, tere bina dukha konatare, data tere bina dukha konatare, mere data ji suno benati, mere data ji suno benati, karo mana jura suna ke benati, karo mana jura suna ke benati. Hoi ke deyala hala suno kirpalaji, Namadeka jane devo karo malo malaji, Hoi ke deyala hala suno kirpalaji, Namadeka jane devo karo malo malaji, Dasa hajai bapukare, Data dasa hajai bapukare, Mere data ji suno benati, Mere data ji suno benati, Karo mana jura suna ke benati, Karo mana jura suna ke benati.
Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kirpalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. The servant Ajayib prays, O giver, servant Ajayib prays, O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. We'll begin this morning with further reading in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And Sanchi is still recounting stories of his time in the army. And Sanchi says, our colonel was very interested in the various yoga practices and in spirituality. In India at that time, many sadhus would dig a hole in the ground, would sit in it, and then would have the people cover it up while they were still in it. They would remain in the ground for a certain amount of time, such as 1 week or 1 month. At the end of that time, the people would open up that underground area, and the sadhu would come out still alive. Because our colonel was very interested in such things, once a Westerner came to our regiment, and he showed us this. He dug out a ditch in the ground, and after that, he cemented it. He sat in it and then had it covered up. After 1 week, it was uncovered, and he came out alive. However, he told us that this was his job. He was not doing that for the sake of meeting God. It was only to earn his livelihood. On another occasion, a retired English Army major came, and he was a magician. Before coming to our group, he had performed many shows in front of other troops. People were very impressed and said he could even put life into a dead bird. When he came, he said, okay, I will show you a very great thing. He held a bird in his hand and invited someone to come and cut off its head. Someone did that. People saw the blood dropping down on the earth and that the bird was dead. After some time, he just joined the two different parts of the body of the bird and he made that bird fly. Everyone was very impressed. Then he said, okay, you bring me some sawdust, and I will turn that into sugar. I will make tea with that sugar and give it to you. There were many high officers there who wanted to see this trick also. Some sawdust was brought, and he turned that into sugar. Tea was made, and the officers were given that tea to drink. When they took the first sip, he asked them, "Is it sweet?" They replied, "Yes, it is like regular tea." But then, when they took a second sip, they found that there was no sugar there. It was all sawdust. He showed many tricks, and afterwards he showed us a flute, and he said, "I do all these things only because of my flute. All my power is in this flute." He wanted to play that flute, but at that time I also had some concentration of mind, and I had a habit of just harassing such people. So when he started playing his flute, I used my concentration, and he was not able to play. He was very surprised, because nobody up until then had done that. No matter how he tried, he was not able to play the flute, and he was not able to do the rest of his show either. So he was worried, and he said to my commander, "There's somebody in your troop who has some power, and he has stopped my flute. I request of him, I beg of him, to please release his power so that I can do my work." So that was released. And then he said, "You should not understand that this is real magic. You should not think that I could really put a life back into a dead body. If I could, the people of England never would have allowed me to come here. The king or queen would have kept me in his or her service, because nobody wants to die. I do this only to impress people, and I can do it only because I have concentration of mind. Because my mind is concentrated, I can make people's minds believe in me, and I can impress you." He meant to say that whatever he was doing was only because of concentration of mind. I had concentration because I was also doing meditation at that time. Of course, I did not have the charged words, but still, I was doing repetition, and I was doing it constantly. That is why I had concentration of mind. People have no idea of the value and the power which Simran or repetition has. If we are strong in doing our Simran, and if we gain the concentration of the mind, we can have many powers just by doing it. Regarding Simran, Baba Bishan Das used to say, "By doing Simran, we can get many powers. We can read the hearts of people." He also used to perform many miracles like this, and he was able to do it only because of Simran. Many supernatural powers come within us, and if the one who has perfected his Simran wants, he can stop a moving train. If he puts his attention toward the moving train, just in a moment, the train will get stuck there, and it will not be able to move an inch. One can do many surprising things if one starts concentrating his mind. When one does Simran and has control over the mind and its many forces, one will realize its value and will not give the Simran up, but will always want to do it. When I was doing the Simran of "Hey Ram, Hey Gobind," I had many supernatural powers, and I would show miracles to people. At that time, I even got the power of flying. Many people were praising me, saying, "This sadhu is very good. He knows everything." But still, I was afraid in my within that I was not doing well. At that time, Baba Bishan Das warned me, and he gave me the example of a turtle. When that animal sees a man, he withdraws within himself. So in the same way, the sadhus have to beware of this. Swamiji Maharaj said, "If the Master is showering some grace on you, then don't tell the world, don't show the world." The Masters always instruct their disciples not to misuse the supernatural powers, because this is misusing the meditation. Instead, one should always preserve the meditation. Once in the army, there was a theft, and many guns were stolen. They said it was because of the carelessness of the guards, and the commander was very upset. Because they did not know who had stolen them, they were going to punish many people, including many innocent people. As they did not know how to find out the truth of who had really stolen the guns. In the army, they used to call me Baiji or Gyaniji, and they knew that I was a very sincere, truth-speaking person. They respected me a lot. So our commander told everyone in our group in the army to come and touch the body of this man, Gyaniji, and say that they were sincere and didn't know anything about the theft. Out of 1,500 people, there were only 4 people involved in that theft. Only they were not able to touch my body and say truthfully that they did not know anything about it. I did not tell them that I was pure, and I did not threaten them or do anything. It was only because of my purity that they could not dare to touch me and lie. The others who came were sincere and had no problem. They came and touched me and said, "I don't know anything about it." But when the real thieves came near me, they started trembling. When you are living a pure life, when you are pure within, your purity is such a great thing that it will be spread everywhere, and even the bad people will not dare to stand in front of you and lie. Do you think that when you live a pure life, your friends and neighbors will not be aware of it? They will definitely be aware of it, because purity spreads like a fragrance. In the army, it was a very unusual thing for a person not to eat meat or drink wine, but I was one of those people who did not. People knew that I did not eat meat or drink wine. I was very religious-minded. I spent my time in the religious places and lived a pure life. Only because of that purity, I was known everywhere, and people even used to swear in my name. When India was going to become independent in 1947, our battalion, the 1st Patiala Battalion, was given the honor of going to salute the first Prime Minister. As this function was going to happen in Delhi, we were sent to Delhi, and for 2 months we were allowed to stay in the Red Fort, which is a famous fort built by the Mughal emperors. One day our commander told us that since we had been there for such a long time, we should go out into Delhi and see all the good things over there, the things worth sightseeing. We should go out and see those things. First, a guide took us around and showed us all the different things and the different places in the Red Fort where we were staying. He took us to the place where the king used to hold court for the public, and also the place where he would meet his very personal courtiers. He took us to the place where the famous peacock throne used to be kept, and told how that place used to be studded with precious stones like diamonds and rubies, which by then had all been taken by the government. Afterwards, the guide took us to the place where the king used to bathe, where there were 2 tanks, one for hot water and one for cold water. He also showed us that beautiful place where the king used to change his clothes, and he went on telling us about all of those places. After telling us about all those places, he also told us about the emperor, Shah Jahan, who had made that red fort, and what had happened to him. Even though he lived such a luxurious life, still towards the end of his life, he was put into prison in Agra by his own son, Aurangzeb. There, he was not allowed to eat or drink enough, and he died a very torturous death. Aurangzeb was a very strict Orthodox Muslim, and he tortured and killed many Hindus in India. It is said that once Shah Jahan wrote a letter to Aurangzeb saying, "You are killing the Hindus, even though the Hindus are such good people that they even give donations in the name of their departed parents. And here you are, my son, and you are not even giving me enough water to drink. So you should order the person who is taking care of me to give me enough water." The reply from Aurangzeb to that letter was, "Whenever you feel thirsty, you should suck the words which you have written with this ink, and in that way you should satisfy yourself. You will not get any more water to drink." I heard all this about how Shah Jahan used to live such a luxurious life in the beginning, but when the end of his life came, he had to suffer all those things and die like that. All at once, when I heard all that, I became very sick. I became feverish, thinking, what was the use of all the luxuries in the king's early life when he was going to suffer like that towards his end? No matter how much happiness one has, still, one day, he will have to face unhappiness. There were many other army men along on that tour with me, and they were all enjoying their day, and they were very happy listening to all these things about the king. They had their perspective, and I had my own perspective. The next day, my officer told me kindly that I should not go to worldly places, such as the Red Fort. I should go to the holy places, like temples. So he sent me to one of the very good temples in Delhi. When I went there, the first thing that I saw was that the pundit there would put a garland around the neck of those who gave him a rupee. To those who gave him less than a rupee, or those who did not give him anything, he would not even put a tilak mark on their forehead. And there was no question of putting a garland around their neck. While I was watching all that, a group of foreigners came there. One of the women went and offered a rupee to that pundit, and he put a garland around her neck. She became very happy, and she called her husband also, saying, "Come here, he will put a garland around your neck." That person just put his neck in front of the pundit, but the man did not give the pundit a rupee, so the pundit did not put a garland around his neck. Then that woman remembered to give the money, and her husband got the garland. Seeing all this, how the pundit was doing that just for the sake of money, I felt very bad. Then I started to climb the stairs to go into the temple. And at that temple, just a little way up the stairs, there was a picture of Kabir Sahib. When I saw that, I was so surprised and I felt so bad that I thought, "Well, what is the use of going any further? I should leave here." Kabir Sahib was a famous Mahatma who struggled all his life and suffered so many hardships because he condemned idol worship. However, what had the people done here? They had made a picture of Kabir Sahib and they were worshiping him in the form of an idol. So I thought, "What is the use of going any further? and I returned from there. In 1947, when India became independent of the British, the separate countries of India and Pakistan were formed, and there was a war between them. It was not my turn to go to the front during the war with Kashmir, but there was a man who requested that if I wanted to go in his place, he would appreciate it. He would appreciate that. He had little children, and he didn't want to go because he was afraid of death. So I told him, "Okay, I am ready to go." Since the commanders were not doing that type of substitution, that dear one asked me to ask the commander. So I told my commander that we had switched, and the commander said that I should not do that. However, I said, "You see, I am not afraid of death, so why are you stopping me? You want one person, and I'm ready to go there in his place. I'm not afraid of death, because even if you're afraid of death, you can't avoid it. Death will come at its own time, and we do not know from what cause our death will come. What can we do to stop it? So let me go and do a good thing for this man." So I went to war, and I was not even hurt a little bit in that war. Even though the bullets came close to me, I was not hurt. I was not afraid of what was happening, and I continued doing my work. However, the person who had been afraid of death and who had asked me to go to the war in his place, when he returned to his home, he got cholera, and after a few days, he died. It has come in my understanding that if we think about death in this way, if we think about trying to avoid death, it shows the weakness of our mind. Instead of thinking about death, we should keep our mind in Simran. Simran makes our mind strong, and if we have strength in our mind, then no matter what happens to us, or no matter in what way death comes to us, we will be very happy to face it. The time and cause of death for everyone is predetermined, and a person will leave the body in those circumstances. People die even when they are living safely and happily in their homes and villages, whereas others die in car and train accidents. The time and cause of death is predetermined. So even though I fought in two wars, because my death was not written in those wars, although I was involved with bombs and all those things, I didn't die then. In whatever way you have to die, that is written in your fate. And no matter how much you run from that situation, still, you will die in that way, because it is all predetermined. We'll leave off there. And this is from writing of Baba Sawan Singh called On Satsang and Darshan. And Sawan says, "You will find the gate of salvation by attending the satsangs of the saints. No one will get comfort without satsang. You'll find this recorded in the Vedas. Satsang is a very great wealth, but we don't value it. Even if one word of satsang be imbibed, it will transform the whole life of an individual. What to speak of a whole discourse? There was a thief. While dying, he called his only son and gave him a twofold piece of advice. One, do not go to any temple to hear the sermon. And two, if you are caught while stealing, do not confess, even if you are hanged." Once the young man was coming back from breaking into a home when he saw a policeman coming. There was an alley nearby, so he ran there to save his life. And there he found a temple where a sermon was being given. Immediately, He recollected the advice of his father, and he put his fingers in his ears so as not to hear any word. And while doing this, he heard one sentence. The angels, gods, and goddesses do not have shadows. At another time, the young man was caught as a suspect. He was presented before a king who asked him if he had committed theft. And he answered, "No, sir, I did not steal." The man was then beaten, but still he would not confess. He was then put into a prison house. One woman in the king's police force was very clever and told the king that she would cause the man to confess. The king agreed to her plan and gave her the assignment. That night, she disguised herself as a goddess. She got two artificial arms fixed and held two burning torches in her hands. She walked with an artificial lion and made a terrible commotion. The doors of the jail were flung open, and in the darkness the light of her candles shone brilliantly. When the poor thief saw that the goddess Durga was standing in front of him, he leaped up and prostrated himself at her feet. The self-made goddess gave him her blessings and said, "Behold, son, I am Durga goddess. I have come to remove your misery. Please tell the truth if you have committed a theft. If you tell the truth, I will help you to be released." The thief was ready to confess, but when he saw the shadow of the fake goddess, he remembered the utterances at the temple that gods and goddesses do not have shadows. So he understood immediately that it was all deception. And the thief said, "Mother, I did not commit theft, and the king is punishing me unnecessarily." The next day, the clever woman told the king that the young man was not the culprit. The king ordered the man to be set free. Well, the thief was pleased at this. He considered how wonderful it was that by hearing only one sentence from the satsang, he was released from prison. "Well, if I could hear all the words of the satsang, it would surely transform my life." And thus, he started attending the satsangs, and the result was that he left the profession of a thief and became a mahatma. And we'll begin a discourse of Sanchi's, given here at Santbani on August 20th, 1977, which was the eve of Master Kripal's anniversary. And this discourse is on one of Sanchi's own hymns. We'll begin with lines from the hymn. "Whether you know me or not, come into my courtyard. I sacrifice myself on you. Come into my courtyard." And Sanchi says, "Whenever we desire anything in this world, we cannot have any satisfaction until we achieve it. To fulfill our desire, we stay awake at night and use any means. If anyone desires wealth, he will keep on trying to get more until he gets a lot of it. If he loses any, his desire for getting more still goes on. If anyone desires a son, until he gets one, he will not have any satisfaction. He will stay awake at night and pray to God. The unchaste man also prays to God and is not satisfied until he enjoys lust. So in this world, when we are in the grip of desire, we cannot be satisfied until either we control it or we fulfill it. We pray to that unseen power, God, and we do anything necessary to fulfill that. Our worldly desires are very strong. So if we have the same strong desire or yearning to realize God, then until we are satisfied, until we realize God, we are unable to sleep. And for such a dear one, sleep becomes an illegal thing. Just as there is restlessness in the unchaste man, the greedy man, or the angry man, until he satisfies his desire, in the same way, the person who has a real desire to realize God cannot be satisfied until he fulfills that desire. Always, day and night, he remains restless. Just as we are restless within when we desire the worldly things, if we feel that some great power has been separated from us for ages and ages, and that he is the supreme thing, and that by getting him one can get the real happiness, if we come to know about that unseen power, that hidden power, and we have the real desire to realize that, then we will not get satisfaction until we do. In this world, we see what we think our happiness is, and we feel that we will get rest in that. But neither in pain nor in happiness can we get rest in this world, because this world is full of suffering. Right from childhood, the desire was within me to realize that separated Kripal, who separated from me for ages and ages. I did not know who he was or where he was living, but still that desire for realizing that hidden power was going on within me. Nothing looked good to me. Not even bed gave me any comfort. My parents were afraid and worried about My parents were afraid and worried about what had happened to me, because this was at a very young age. I would try to sleep, but I was not able to. My parents thought that maybe something had gone wrong with me. Maybe some ghost or something had control of me. They used many amulets and other things to remove the fear of that ghost or spirit. But there was nothing like that. When I was trying to sleep, and the sleep would not come, I would think, what is that thing which is lost from me? I always felt some loss, because that unseen power would not come before me. He sent restlessness within, because I was not one with him, and I had not realized him. So to that power, day and night, this request was going on. Even though you do not know me, and regardless of whether I know you or not, today or any time, please come to my door, and please show me where you are and who you are. There was a Baba living in the Gurdwara in our village, and he was not liked by many people, especially by my father, because he used to drink wine and smoke tobacco. But I liked him because I thought, at that time I was 9 years old, that this man has left his home and everything, and he has colored his clothes, and he is sitting here in the remembrance of God. I thought that that meant that he had realized God. So I had respect for him. Even though he was not liked by other people, I used to go to him. Whenever I had a chance to get some money from home, I would bring it and give it to the Baba, and he would buy intoxicants with it. Father was very strict, and I couldn't ask money from him, but Mother was very soft, and whenever I would ask her to give me money, she always would, because she knew that I had that desire. I thought, maybe this Baba will give me something of God, and maybe he can help me. But he didn't give me anything. Once, it so happened that I was sitting with him in the nighttime. My father came there and caught me, and he was very displeased that I was sitting there. He used to ask me, "Why are you going there?" But even though he would rebuke me, still I had faith that someday maybe that Baba would teach me about God. And I was not afraid of the rebukes and beatings of my father. That night when he caught me sitting there, he gave me a very severe beating and took me home. I was not upset with him for the rebuke and the beating. I was very happy that at least I was getting a beating for the sake of God. And that desire which was burning within me didn't stop until I realized God, until I got the real knowledge of God. So even though my father stopped me many times, even though he gave me beatings, my desire went on, and I searched for many other people also who might give me some knowledge of God. When I was 18 years old, I was in the army. Some people came to entertain the soldiers. And among those people, there was a man who was wearing the clothes of a woman, and he was dancing and making people happy. I thought, "She is very great." I was so innocent that I didn't know that this could happen in the world, that people would even change their forms for getting money and for making others and making other people happy. I thought he was a woman. In those days, it was very difficult for a woman to come and dance among the men. And I thought, "She's very brave, and I should also give her something," because other people were giving. So I asked one man, "How is it that she's so brave that she's dancing here among the men?" And he said, "Oh, no, she is not she. It is a man who has changed his clothes and is dancing there. It's not a girl." I was very surprised, and I gave 10 rupees instead of 1 rupee to that man. And I learned a very great lesson from that. I thought, this man has changed his clothes and has become a woman only for the sake of money, for 1 rupee. And we don't even know how valuable that God is who is separated from us. If, for getting rupees, people change their forms, a man becomes a woman, so also one should become something to realize that most valuable God. In this world, what people will not do for the sake of money. So if we change ourselves, if we become something to realize God, only then can we do it. Again, the desire to realize God started within me, and I continued to search. I met many Mahatmas, and they were gracious to me because I served them. But whenever they taught me anything, it was only about outer things, to tell fortunes and other things like that. I was not satisfied. Once I came across a Mahatma who knew how to change the human body into the animals and birds and other forms of life. But I told him, "No, I don't want that. If you know anything about how to realize God, teach me that." But he said, "No, I don't have any knowledge like that, but I can teach you how to change your body into the body of a snake or of a tiger or other animals. But I told him, no, I want to go above the human body. I don't want to go into the lower bodies. But I told him, I am pleased with you. And after serving him, I left him also, because I was searching for God and nothing else. So we will leave off there, and we'll continue in a talk that we began last week. This is from Group 1 of 1988 in Rajasthan.
ਬੁੱਧੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਦਾ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਰਾਤ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੈ ਕਮਰਾ ਬੰਦ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹਵਾਈ ਜਹਾਜ਼ 'ਚ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰੋ ਟ੍ਰੇਨ 'ਚ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰੋ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੁਲਕ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਗਾ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਾਥ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਔਰ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਗੁੰਜਾਇਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਬੇਅਤਵਾਰਾ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਥ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਬਾਹਰ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਡੁਲਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਹਾਨ ਇਹ ਕਹੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਠੱਗ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਚੋਰ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨੋਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਹੋਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਮੱਝ ਵੱਜੀ ਖੜੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਰਾ ਮੁਲਕ ਇਹ ਕਹੇ ਕਿ ਘੋੜਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਮੰਨਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੇਖੋ
Swami Ji Maharaj said that this is the matter of doing. It is not the matter of understanding it, understanding through the mind and intellect. It is the matter of doing. So he said that once you rise above the body consciousness and go in the within and see the Shabad form of the Master, after that you will not have any difficulty. Your faith will always remain constant in the Master. After that, even if you are sitting in a closed room and even if it is stormy season outside, but if you remember the Master, and even if there is no place for the Master to come outwardly, but if you will remember Him, and if you have already manifested Him in your within, you will see the Master within you, you will see Him in front of you, and you will not have any difficulty. Whenever you will remember Him, He will be there in front of you. In the same way, if you are traveling in the plane, or no matter in what part of the world you are, whenever you will remember the Master, you will feel His presence, you will see Him in front of you. But first of all, you have to rise above and you have to manifest that Shabad form of the Master within you. And then you will always see Him, you will always have Him in front of you, within you. Master Sawan Singh and Master Kripal Singh both used to say that as long as you are sitting outside, you do not know that when your mind is going to deceive you. So that is why it is better to rise above the limits of the mind, come in the within and manifest the Shabad form of the Master so that you may always remain devoted to Him and nothing of the outside, nothing of the outer world may ever try to break your faith in the Master. Because once you have seen the form of the Master in your within, afterwards, no matter what people talk about your Master, even if they say that your Master is a deceiver or he is a thug or he is a thief, you will not believe in them because you have seen what the reality of the Master is. What the reality of the Master is in your within, and nobody can break your faith in the Master once you have seen Him in your within. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that if there is a buffalo in front of you, even if the whole world says that it is not a buffalo, it is a horse, you will not believe in them because you are seeing the buffalo with your own eyes. In the same way, if you have gone in the within and with your own eyes have seen the glory of the Master, have seen the form of the Master in your within, then no matter what people say about it, about the Master, you will not believe in them. In fact, you will tell the people what your Master is and what is His glory in the inner planes.
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਤਸੰਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਐਸੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਹਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗ ਸੰਗ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਫਲਾਣੇ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਨੇ ਰਕਸ਼ਾ ਕੀਤੀ। ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੈ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਭਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੱਚਾਈ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੂੰਹ ਚੜ ਕੇ ਬੋਲੇ।
ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗਸ ਵਿਦ ਹੂਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਫੀਲ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਅਕੰਪਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊਜ਼ ਦੇ ਟੈਲ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਫੀਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਫੀਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਈਵਨ ਦੈਰ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ, ਦੈਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਫੀਲ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ whenever they travel or whenever they are in any kind of difficulty, whenever they remember the master, they feel the presence of the master. The truth does not need any evidence. The truth is after all truth. Those who have manifested that form of the master with them, within them, they always feel his presence with them.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si guru sisa hunda hai us de naal sadiyan apniyan hi kirna takra ke ਦਿਖਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਦਿਸੇਗੀ, ਸਾਡੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਉਣਗੇ। ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰਿਆ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏਗਾ। ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੈਲੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੈ, ਬੁੱਧੀ ਮੈਲੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਪਾਅ ਲੈ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰੇ, ਉਹ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਦ ਆਪਾਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਦੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੋਈ ਸੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤਕਲੀਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਤਾਂ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਦਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਦਿਖਾ ਦੇਣਾ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ, ਉਹ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਸਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੇਵਕ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਨੇਕ ਖਿਆਲ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦੀ, ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਖਿਆਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਦਿਖਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਮਿਰਰ ਐਂਡ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਹਿਮ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਰਿਫਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ। whatever thoughts we have, we see the form of the master, we see our image in the form of the master according to our thoughts and according to what we are thinking. He used to say that if we go to the master with love and faith in him, we will feel that same love coming towards us from him. We will see him full of love and loving. If we go to him with bad thoughts, with impure thoughts, then we will have bad thoughts for him and also we will not have faith in the master. You know that the mirror does not have any problem. Whatever thing is placed in front of the mirror, it produces the reflection exactly as the thing is. In the same way, whatever we have in our mind, whatever thoughts we have, and in whatever way we go in front of the master, we see the same thing in the face of the master for us. Master does not need our love, but it is very important for us to have love for him. It is very important for us to have pure thoughts for him, because when we go in front of the master, we need the love coming out from him. If we have good thoughts for him, if we have pure thoughts, then we will get all the faith and devotion for him, looking at him. But if we have bad thoughts and if we do not have love for the master, we will not feel that love coming out from his body.
ਸਾਰ ਬਚਨ ਸ਼ਿਵ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੁਆਮੀ ਨਾਮ ਕੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਆਠਵਾਂ ਪੰਨਾ 41। ਗੁਰੂ ਕਾ ਦਰਸ਼ ਤੂੰ ਦੇਖਰੀ ਤਿਲ ਆਸਨ ਡਾਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿਤ
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਤੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਹਰਲੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਬਾਹਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਦੇਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਅਸਲੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਸਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਜੇ ਤੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਘਰ ਬਣਾ ਲੈ, ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ। ਜਦ ਤੂੰ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਏਗਾ ਉਹ ਤੇਰੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰੇਗਾ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਗਰਭ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਵਾਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਨ, ਖੱਟੇ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਰਸ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੇ, ਤੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਸਰੀਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਉ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਸੋ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਲਸੋ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ। Because if we had not got the outer darshan of the master, we would have not come close to him, we would have not received the initiation from him. So those outer darshans are also equally important. But he talks about the real darshan, the inner darshan. So he says that if you want to have the real darshan of the master, the inner darshan of the master, the darshan of the real form of the master and the place where he really exists or the place where he really lives, what you will have to do, first of all, you have to withdraw your attention from all the outer things and you should sit at the eye center, giving up all the attachments, giving up all the worries of this world. And when you will start remaining there at the eye center, all these pleasures, these passions, the smells, the taste of all these pleasures and passions will go away and you will not have any inclination for all these passions, because then the love of the master will be manifested within you. And when you will remain at the eye center and when the form of that master will be manifested within you, you will have the darshan of the master. Afterwards, all your needs will be finished. You will not have any need to fulfill, because then it will become the need of the master and he will fulfill all your desires. He will fulfill all your needs, because once the master is manifested within the disciple, then he takes care of the disciple as a pregnant woman, as a mother takes care of the baby she has conceived. She knows that what the baby needs and how she has to be careful. In the same way, when the master is manifested within the disciple, then the master takes care of the disciple in that way.
Shabad Guru Nit Sunori Nil Basan Jar Guru Rup Sohavan At Lage Kat Paan Ujar Kamal Khilat Sukh Pavai
ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਡਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੱਚਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਣ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਭੌਰੇ ਦਾ ਫੁੱਲ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਫੁੱਲ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਸਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦਿਨ ਛਿਪ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਮਾਲੂਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਹੁਣ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਹੋਣ ਦਾ ਸੋਂਗੜਨ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਫੁੱਲ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਕ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਫੁੱਲ ਬੰਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਰਾਤ ਉਹ ਕੈਦ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਦਮ ਘੁੱਟ ਕੇ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਫੁੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਉਹ ਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਅਤੀ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਤੀ ਮੋਹਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now he says that when we manifest the form of the master within us, then we get in love, get attached in the love of the master, and afterwards, no matter what, we never want to give up that love and attachment for the master. What kind of love we develop after we have manifested the form of the master in our within, we develop the love, the kind of love the honeybee has for the flower. You know that the honeybee is always looking for the flower. It goes and sits on the flower. And he is so much in love with that flower that he does not even remain aware that now the night time is going to come and the flower is going to close. And many times it so happens that the honeybee is so much absorbed in the love with the flower that the flower closes and the honeybee is also closed with the flower. Either he dies there during the night, or some animal comes and takes that flower and eats that flower. But because of the love that honeybee, that bee has for the flower, he does not want to give up its company. In the same way, when we have manifested the form of the Master within us, the form of the Master is so beautiful, so attractive, that not even for a moment we want to take our eyes away from that beautiful form of the Master.
Kamal khilat sukh pavai pora kar pyar guru gyan na paya he sakhi jin kat andiyar pura sat gur na mila paramat paujar
aap kahen lage insani jama paake jinna nu guru da gyan guru da naam guru to shabd nahi milya ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੰਮਣਾ ਮਰਨਾ 84 ਦਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਅੱਜ ਤਾਈਂ ਨਾ ਕਦੇ ਖਤਮ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਤਾਈਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਗਾ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੁਖੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀ ਲਵਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਪਲਟ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਦੁਖੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੱਕਰ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਗਾਟ ਦੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ Those who have not got the Naam, the Shabad of the Master after getting the human birth, for them the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths never comes to an end, and there is no way that they can get out from the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths because they have not got the Master. Now why we are sitting here today, why we are present in this suffering world today? Because we did not get any perfect Master, we did not get the knowledge and the Shabad and Naam of the perfect Master in our past lifetime. That is why we have come into this world. If we had received the Naam initiation in our past births from the perfect Master, then there was no question of our coming back into this suffering world again. The Brahmand can upturn, but a disciple who has received the initiation from the perfect Master can never come back into this suffering world.
ਕਾਂਸੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਸਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਵਿੱਦਿਆ ਹਾਸਿਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਆਖਰ ਵਕਤ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾਮ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਪਸ ਨੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵਟਾਂਦਰਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਭਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਖੋਜ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੰਨਿਆਸੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇ ਉਦਾਸੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇ ਨਿਰਮਲਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੈਸੇ ਵੀ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ਼ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਭ ਕੀਤੇ ਆਖਿਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਦੱਸ ਪਈ ਉਹ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਆਪਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੜੇ ਸੰਨਿਆਸੀ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇ ਇਹ ਬੜੇ ਮੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਕਹੀ ਹੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਗਾਹਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਲਕ ਕੋਈ ਰਹਿਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਜਪਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਯਕੀਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਗਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਕੋਰ ਅੰਧਾਰਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਗੈਰ ਸੁਰਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹਦੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਸਮਝ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਸਕਦੀ ਉਹ 16 ਪੱਟ ਸਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤਾ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਉਸ ਕੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਈ
ਦੇਰ ਵਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਪੰਡਿਤਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਪਲੇਸ ਕਾਲਡ ਕਾਸ਼ੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਗੇਨਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਅ ਮੈਟਰ ਆਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਯੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕਮ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਸੋ ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਲਰਨਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ They came to know, they came to realize that even though they have gained so much of worldly knowledge, but they have not received the knowledge of Naam. So all the knowledge they have gained in the world is of no use if they don't have the knowledge of Naam. So that is why they started discussing among each other that what should be done and how can we find someone who can give us the knowledge of Naam. So they went all over India, they met many sannyasis, sadhus, nirmalas, udasis, all these different sects. all the different cults of the sadhus, but no one was able to give them the real knowledge of Nam for which they were looking, for which they were hungry. Finally, somebody told them about Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, who used to live in Sri Amritsar at that time. So all of them went there and they asked Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj to give them the knowledge of Nam, and they were told that without the Master there is the deep darkness. We cannot remove this darkness of ignorance unless we have the light of the Master. And they told Guru Arjan Dev that they had been to many different pandits, many different scholars, many different sadhus and all those people. They only repeat the things which they have heard from somebody else, but they do not have their own experience. They do not give us any experience. They do not have any real knowledge of the Naam. So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj then initiated them. There were 16 of them, and after receiving the initiation, they did their meditation. And when they received the initiation and did the meditation, they came to know the glory of the Master, and they sang the praises of Guru Arjan Dev and the necessity of the living Master in their writings later on.
We will close with Sanchi's bhajan, Juti Dunya Chafasya Dilamera. This is on page 185. My heart was stuck in the false world. Someone came and cut the bonds. Millions of times I thank him who united my soul with Shabda. My soul wanders in this world. I've got no sympathizer. In this attached world, the whole world is merciless. Forgetting the path, I had gone astray. He diverted me to the real path. I, the foolish, sinner, murderer, got involved in sins. I forgot the remembrance of the Lord and was buried under the sins. He had pity on me. After coming, he cut the chains of the negative power. I, the ignorant one, do not know anything. I get kicked and knocked. May I meet beloved Kripal. I've had this desire for a long time. The soul of Ajaib had forgotten her home. Catching hold of her, he diverted her toward home. My heart was stuck in the false world. Someone came and cut the bonds. Millions of times I thank him who united my soul with Shabda.
Juti dunia chifaseya dila mera, koi ake bandana tod gaya, lakavari oji sadke vijera surta shabadanu jod gaya. Juti dunia chifaseya dila mera, koi ake bandana tod gaya, lakavari oji sadke vijera surta shabadanu jod gaya. Bat ke dunia vicharu meri, bat ke dunia vicharu meri, milia na koi dardi, pasi fasai dunia de vichar dunia he be dardi, bul ke rasta. O jar de per gayi bul ke rasta, o jar de per gayi raste wala mu mod gaya, lakavari o ji sadke vejera surta shabadanu jod gaya. Juti dunia chifaseya dila mera, koi ake bandana tod gaya, lakavari oji sadke vejera surta shabadanu jod gaya. Memu ਕਾ ਪਾਪਾ ਨਹਾਤਿਆਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਮੂਰਾ ਕਾ ਪਾਪਾ ਨਹਾਤਿਆਰੀ ਏ ਬਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆੜ ਗਈ ਯਾਦ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਮਹਿਤ ਪਾਪਨ ਦੇ ਦਰਦ ਗਈ ਥਾਰ ਸਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਖੇ ਤਰ ਸਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਖੇ ਕਲ ਦੇ ਸੰਗਲ ਤੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਲੱਖ ਵਾਰੀਓ ਜੀ ਸਦਕੇ ਵੇ ਜੇਰਾ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਝੂਤੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਚ ਫਸਿਆ ਦਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਆਖੇ ਬੰਧਨ ਤੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਲੱਖ ਵਾਰੀਓ ਜੀ ਸਦਕੇ ਵੇ ਜੇਰਾ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਅਣਜਾਨ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਅਣਜਾਨ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਦਾਖੇ ਕਾਂਦੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰ ਪਲ ਦਿਆਲੂ ਤੰਗ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੀਰਦੀ ਰੂਆ ਜਾਏ ਬਦੀ ਗਰ ਤੋਂ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਰੂਆ ਜਾਏ ਬਦੀ ਗਰ ਤੋਂ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਪਰ ਖੇ ਗਾਰਾ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਲੱਖ ਵਾਰੀਓ ਜੀ ਸਦਕੇ ਵੇ ਜੇਰਾ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਝੂਤੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਚ ਫਸਿਆ ਦਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਆਖੇ ਬੰਧਨ ਤੋੜ ਗਿਆ ਲੱਖ ਵਾਰੀਓ ਜੀ ਸਦਕੇ ਵੇ ਜੇਰਾ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜ ਗਿਆ
ਵਾਸ ਸਟਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਲਸ ਵਰਲਡ Someone came and cut the bonds. Millions of times I thank him who united my soul with Shabda. May God bless us all.